All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Launch Button Podcast. And this one is called When Everything Breaks, Launch Anyway. If you've ever run your first challenge, your first workshop, your first event, your first launch, you know something will go wrong because it always does. It's never perfect. There's always mistakes, there's always things that happen. We just had our 3-day investor boot camp in Florida that we ran. And of course, things went different or wrong, as some people would say, but I just call it different. It went different. We never run in that location, so there was lots of things we had to learn, lots of work we had to do up front to go ahead and do that. But you're always going to have something go wrong when it comes to business. You're always going to have something happen that you weren't expecting because it's just the way life is. That's the entrepreneur roller coaster. And then we came back from Florida, and a day later, we ran the first ever 7-day AI challenge. Now, being from tech, and my tech brain, I put that on hold for the last 10 plus years while we were diving into entrepreneurship and real estate investing and growing and scaling businesses that way. But we decided we'd run an AI challenge. Now we know Tony Robbins was running one, other people were running one, but we actually wanted to make an impact on people. I don't care if you're 18 to 80, they actually learn lots of things during this challenge. And yet, here's the crazy thing. We almost had to do it without any tech. How do you run an AI challenge without any tech, right? And I'm going to walk you through the process of all the things that went wrong. But with our AI challenge, a couple things. Number one, we've got our voice AI. So we talked about 4 AI employees, and we had a bunch of people sign up for the training, so we couldn't cancel. Even though 2 hours beforehand, my laptop crashed, that I'm going to tell you about. And I'll walk you through the whole story of how we got the challenge done without any tech. But we got an AI voice employee that's going to answer the phone, take away those issues for you. Your chat bot on your website. We've got your funnel builder. We got your workflow builder. We got your social media builder. We've got all these different AI employees that we plugged in for people, and we actually combined 3 AIs into one. We are running our next challenge in December. So put a comment below if you want to be part of the challenge. Just write AI challenge, and then we'll get somebody to respond to you and get you hooked up for the next AI challenge. Let me take you behind the scenes of that because that was quite interesting. You see, even though I do have a tech background, and even though I had been in IT and done all sorts of things, I put my tech brain on hold. And we're using the real estate brain, using the entrepreneur brain. And all of a sudden, a few months ago, everybody's talking about AI, AI, AI. So I decided to jump in head first, like I do everything. We're going to learn as much as we can about it so we can go ahead and help our people, our team, our community members learn more about AI, no matter your age, whether you're 18 to 80, right? And we had everybody on this challenge from very young professionals to very seasoned professionals, as I like to call them, right? We call them our seasoned investors, but also seasoned professionals that were afraid of AI for many different reasons. But AI is, it's the new launch, just like it was of the internet back in the day, where we're able to go ahead and say, hey, we survived the launch of the internet. Now we're going to survive the launch of AI, and we're actually going to thrive doing it. So it was time to run a challenge. So we got back from Florida and everything was all set. Came in on Wednesday, day one, gonna be day one of the challenge to get started. And a couple hours before the challenge was about to start, all of a sudden my laptop froze. You all know this. All of a sudden your computer freezes, it won't reboot. It's got this black screen. It doesn't have the black screen of death, but it's got a black screen, and it would let me do the BIOS. It would let me do one thing, and then it would freeze. Then it would let me do one thing, and then it would freeze. It would let me do one thing, and then freeze. So I was like, this is not good. So I had to start doodling. I had to start using ChatGPT, ChatGemini to go ahead and find out ways to try and get my laptop up. Because we had a bunch of people waiting for the AI challenge, and I needed to be on there. Nothing happened. Black screen. Then I could get to the Dell logo. Then I could get the first step in the BIOS. And then boom, it would freeze again. My first thoughts were, crap, how am I going to run an AI challenge with no tech? I mean, that's the whole point of AI, right? Is that we're using tech, we're using these things. 30 minutes goes by, no luck. Now we're 2 hours from the challenge. Going to start in 2 hours. All of a sudden, I started to get messages from Jill, Amanda, Joe, being like, hey, what's going on? Finally, I was like, can I call you, Jill? And so I gave Jill a call. I said, look, here's what's going on. She's like, all right, what can I do to help? Now, we're not in the same location, so this is all over the phone. So finally, I was like, all right, I need you to reach out to Best Buy. There's one right here in the city. Can you see if they have an availability? Maybe I can run over there quick before the challenge. They didn't fix it. We didn't do that. So that was my plan. That was my hope. And then while we're on there, found out they didn't have an appointment available until after the challenge had ended for day one. So I was like, all right, let's go ahead and take it. Since the laptop's not booted, now I had to figure another way to run the challenge. So what could I do? I didn't have a backup computer, but I realized that I could run the Zoom portion of it from my phone. So that's what I did. And I appreciate everybody that went through that the 7-day challenge. These are some of the behind the scenes things that you may or may not have known was going on. So we do the hour-long Zoom training. We get everybody set up. We're super honest with them, setting the expectation. Hey, look, my laptop just froze, but here's what I need you guys to do. Here's your homework. It was a little shorter training than normal, but we got it in. And then I ran over to Geek Squad over at Best Buy to see what they can do, hoping they could get my laptop, quick fix, get it turned around. I was there for an hour or so. They tried everything they could. Laptop's still dead. So then they figured out it was probably a hard drive issue. Now, that being the case, they needed to test it. All right, they're going to replace the hard drive. Can we save the data or not? I don't know. They'll try and do a data recovery, but then they gave me the bad news. And that was for the next 3 to 5 days, it would take them that long for to fix the laptop. Now, there's no way I could run the AI challenge without a laptop for 3 to 5 days. So that was out. And they suggested, hey, why don't you get a cheap laptop so that you can use it during that time and then you can always return it, whatever it happens to be. So I was like, okay, solution. Because that's all we can do. In a crisis, in a situation, it's just solve the next problem, solve the next problem, solve the next problem, solve the next problem. And that's the same thing when you launch a business. It's the same thing when you do anything new. It's just solve the first problem, move to the next. Solve the first problem, move to the next. So that's what we did. So I bought the laptop. Here I thought, all right, I don't have that laptop, but I'll have a laptop. Now I can run the challenge. I can do all those things. So I got it home. We started setting up. It was running a little slow. This brand new temporary laptop was having issues when I was trying to do multiple things like I do on my regular laptop. I was like, oh, this may not be good. But anyway, so we got prepared for day two. Things were crawling along. Everything was going along. And then I tried to run a Zoom meeting earlier in the day, just before day two of the challenge for something else. And all of a sudden, my laptop slowed to a crawl. It was barely moving. I could barely go from one thing to another to be able to share the screen and share some data and switching tabs and sharing slides. It wasn't really working. I was like, uh-oh, now we're in trouble. How can I run the challenge for the next 6 days? Right? For the next 6 days, we're going to be doing this. So I was like, all right, here goes nothing, right? And so I had to scale everything down, had to make sure we got everything done. It took a lot of patience. And I guess the universe was trying to tell me to learn more patience. That's what it's trying to tell me during this whole process. Because even trying to work normally wasn't happening, right? I was getting super frustrated. And I even realized it was worse than I thought. That's right, it was worse than I thought. I didn't find out till day five that they also couldn't hear the first three words I said because the laptop was pinging, the hard drive was cranking, trying to catch up the whole time, that the mic wouldn't kick in until my third or fourth word. That means people were missing the first three to four words every time I went to talk. Not every sentence, but every time I went to talk. So I paused like this, and then I started talking. They lost, then I started talking, and they would pick up from there. But everybody thought it was on their end. They didn't really know it was happening. And finally, on day five, people started telling me, hey, look, we're missing the first three or four words. So you got to be like, blah, 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 and then talk. So the mic picks it up first. So that's what I had to start to do. But we already lost people for another 3 days on that. Yet people stayed with it. Why? Because the content was amazing. The content was driving people. People were actually getting benefits from being there, even with the slow laptop. Even with the problem with the mic. So things started moving along. But then on day three, we're sending out emails to everybody, even though we have a slow system, the email reminders are going out. And all of a sudden, I get notified that, hey, Hugh, we can't open the attachments. We can't open the links to do the homework that you're assigning us each night. I was like, what's wrong? They're like, Google's saying your attachments are dangerous. It won't allow us to continue to open them. So I took the leap myself, and it took us to the red screen of death. That's the big warning that Google says, that your website has issues. It's got malware on it. It's not safe. It's a big red X. Or not a big red X, it's a big red square that says this website is not safe. You cannot proceed forward. So now what? Every email I send out has an attachment and it's linked to that website. So even though they're not going to the website, even if they're going to Google Drive, they're going somewhere else, it's getting flagged. So now what do we do? I have to revert to texting everybody. Every little reminder, every little thing. I have to text them, say, hey, here's the link. Hey, here's this. Here's that. Because they can't get to the attachments either. So I have to do it that way so they access it from their phones. They need it to the links, but they just couldn't open it via the email because the email is attached to my website. So now think about this. No laptop hard drive crash. We've got the right replacement laptop, not so good on the Zooms. Now the website is hacked. I reach out to my tech guy. He says he doesn't know what it is, his other guy. Right, they're going back and forth while the whole challenge is happening. So we continue to move forward. That's all we can do is continue to move forward. We put people in place and we do that. So we continue to go through the challenge. I finally get my laptop on the after the 7-day challenge on the 8th day for the VIP day. I can actually run a full training. We're able to get in, show people. The whole time, though, people are learning. The whole time, people are taking action. They're improving their AI skills. They're learning the different aspects of our training, building the better stories, using how to get into the search engines, how to do not necessarily SEO, but LLMS systems. And that's really what it's about. Then on day 8, I get my laptop back just before the training, and they told me they lost all the data. There's no way to recover it. So I was actually prepared for this one because I wanted to back up my laptop before we left for Florida. But I ran out of time. Don't be like me. Make sure you back up. So I had a couple months old backup, but we'd also moved a lot of our business online to Google Drive and OneNote and different places like that. So most of our files were already up there. So I was actually prepared for that one. I was like, okay, stuff happens. I get it. I messed up. I wanted to back it up. I forgot. On me. That one I own, right? But we continue to get people to take action, and we got a bunch of people. On day 7, when we made the offer for them to join, actually, we made the offer on day 5, but on day 7, we had a couple of people join, take action, and now they're building out their own AI systems. So people stayed in all 7 days. Most people stayed in that started the challenge, stayed in all 7 days. We had a couple drop out. That's just normal when you do events. That's just normal when you do something like that. People got results, and people 18 to 80 thought they improved their skills, felt they improved their ability to use AI moving forward. Not just chat, not just Gemini, not just Copilot. They actually improved their skills, understanding AI, how to build better systems, how to use it for their advantage despite the chaos. Right? And I got a shout out to my team, Troy, Amanda, Jill, Joe. They were hands down, right? Anything we needed, they were there for support, whether it was recording the Zooms, because we couldn't do that on my laptop. I had to have Amanda do it on hers because that would pin it out more. But Jill in the background, sending out emails, working on slides, all those great things. Troy working on the website and the tech issues. Joe being there to support, as well as he had a big speaker event in the middle of it. So we just continue to push through each and every step of this. And that's what you got to do as an entrepreneur. That's the entrepreneur roller coaster that we talked about in the Launch Button book. That's the entrepreneur process. It's the ups, it's down. Hey, we launched something new. Hey, it crashed. Okay, keep going. Hey, we got a little better. We got a little better. And entrepreneurship isn't about being perfect or having perfect tools. No way. It's just about unstoppable commitment. It's about staying the course through the ups and downs of the entrepreneur roller coaster. It's about don't worry about perfection, get it done. And I say that all the time to people. But 70-80% of what you want, one of my golden rules, take the action. Done is better than perfect, right? We get it done and then we can make it better. But if you don't ever get it done, you don't know if it's going to work or not. So, do we have trouble with the AI challenge? Heck yeah. Think about that. How crazy is that? We ran an AI challenge without any tech. Laptop, right? Website crash. All the different things that went wrong on that. And yet, we still changed people's lives. Yet, we still had a huge impact. Yet, mindsets were shifted. People took steps forward. And by the way, it was a free challenge. So they would have only showed up if they were getting value. People don't follow protect perfection. They follow real action and real advice. So here's what I'm going to say to you. Whatever it is you want to launch, just do it. Go out there and take the action to launch it. Doesn't matter how well it goes off. Doesn't matter all the problems. It doesn't matter all of those things. It's about the impact we have. And the only way to have an impact is to get your message to the world. That's one of the biggest things, whether it's our Express with Impact training, whether it's our Real Estate Investor Bootcamp, whether it's our Launch AI Challenge, any of the events that we do, it's all about getting your message out to the world. Because we got to get you out of your head into your body so that you can take the actions to change the world, the universe, whatever you believe in. So here's what I'm going to say. If you think about it, launch it. You want to take the action, do it. Just keep taking one more step, one more action towards your goal, and it will be successful. Now, will the next AI challenge be better? Heck yeah! We went through so many challenges. We went through so many things here that the only way up is up. And that's how we launch from one level to the next level, and then we stay in orbit with the amount of income we start to make. So those of you guys that want to learn about AI, whether it's voice AI, whether it's chat AI on your website, whether it's building out your funnels, whether it's building out your AI employees, just let us know. We'll show you how to do it and sign up for the next AI challenge that we're going to have in December. And we want to make sure that you're going out there making things happen. No matter what the challenge is, stay the course. And we'll see you on the next episode of the podcast. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving for everybody that celebrates, and we'll see you next time.